baby, how do you know?
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday. Glad you are with us, boys and girls, because we have in studio the executive director for LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts, Ann Kozaliski. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Lovely Ann, and her colleague and fellow artist and a contributor to the arts community for many years, Donna Lee Pond Koenig. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
And you know what? Folks, it's been a while, Ann, since you've been with us and telling us about what's going on at LeMoyne.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have Donna Lee, who is doing some very exciting things there.
Absolutely.
With her show going on. So we're going to learn about more of what's going on with LeMoyne, what's going on with Donna Lee, some of the things that you've been involved with, Donna Lee, over the years. And folks, I'm just delighted that you're here. I'm glad that you've tuned in because, really, this is a show for you. It's about you. That's what we're all about, knowing what Tallahassee's talking about. And we're glad to be here at our home station. This is our flagship, Freedom 93.3 FM in Tallahassee. And so we will proceed accordingly. In fact, the first thing I want to ask you, Miss Ann, mm-hmm. if you will, and we'll get into your Swedish heritage thing later. We're going to talk about that.
Ufta.
I'm telling you, folks, Ann and I have this wonderful sort of cultural connection that we're rediscovering, you know, because like so many of us at our age, we look back and go, I used to want to know where I come from.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then we find out and we go, I wish I didn't know that part. But anyway,
talk to me.
So we're going to get to that. But some good stuff has been happening with LeMoyne. What's going on?
Absolutely. Well, we are very proud of the fact that we are strong and moving forward. It's been quite a while since I was here. So, last few months, we have had our holiday show, which we're very proud of highlighting our local and area artists, that we are shopping local, if you will. And financially, we are solid. We have absolutely no debt other than our mortgage, which is huge.
Loose-sized mortgage, yes.
Yeah, but the fact that we are debt-free is huge.
Otherwise, yeah.
And I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
We're getting ready for our spring break camp for our art camp for our children and K through, 16 years old.
Mm.
But we also have in April, we have the Chain of Parks Art Festival coming up.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Close to 130 artists, I believe, we're hoping to have this year. And that is nationally. That goes out over the internet for applications. And the quality of the art that comes for that two-day festival is just
like the
amazing.
Middle of the month, end of the month?
20th and the 21st of April. Third weekend. It's always the third weekend in April.
Yeah. I know springtime is the first weekend this year in April, so that'll be nice. Boy,
absolutely.
April's going to be packed
with all kinds of neat stuff.
So folks, make sure you've made note of that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have a full calendar of events, one of which, of course, is Donna Lee. She led us off. We had a short show in January for emerging artists, which I feel for LeMoyne, it's very important that we continue to introduce the emerging artists to the community. And
fostering that is coming forward and
absolutely.
Showcasing those folks that are emerging. Yeah, cool.
And then Donna Lee in February. And next month we're having our 26th annual high school art show and senior portfolio competition.
Marvelous. And if I'm not mistaken, in November you'll be launching a year-long observance of your 50th,
yes. Actually, technically, it'll be at our holiday show.
Okay.
We close down for the month of November to get the gallery ready for the holiday show.
Okay.
But yes, we will be starting our 50th anniversary celebration.
Wow.
We are we're so proud of this that.
And I'm working on getting the dancing camels for you.
Oh, good.
There's
good.
A little hang up with that. But
my people will get
it.
With your people.
I'm saying.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
One kick. Yeah. You know, it's just
write down Gadsden Street. That would be nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, it's either the elephants or the Campbells, but we'll work.
Well,
that out.
Whatever, you know.
But in fact, you said shop local. This I want to go back to that. This holiday show that you do is certainly local, but it is even more a celebration of art.
Absolutely.
Within that wonderful time of year.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of people may think of it, oh, you know, tree ornaments. There's certainly lovely tree ornaments to be had and admired, but there's a lot of other art that comes right along with that,
right,
isn't there?
Yeah, historically, LeMoyne's been the place to come to buy your unique holiday ornaments.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, we're getting ready for our 50th. So, say 20, 25 years ago when we started the holiday show, you could not get the unique, original-looking ornaments that you can are everywhere that you can today. I mean, every place has them.
Yeah.
But back then, you couldn't. So what we're bringing back is we're bringing art back to LeMoyne for the holiday show. And we are cutting way back on the mass manufactured product.
Okay.
So every year, and I've been, this was my third holiday show at LeMoyne.
Right.
We have cut back every year on the amount of money that we spent on that mass manufactured product.
I see.
And gearing up on the art, emphasizing the quality of the art that is in our area.
Mm.
And, you know, not just Tallahassee, but the surrounding counties.
So these are very unique, very, in some cases, one of a kind.
Oh, in every case, it's one of a kind.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I mean, the wood, the pottery, the glass, the painting, the mixed media. This is artwork that you won't find.
It doesn't come off an assembly line somewhere.
No, it does not.
Yes,
it comes off one at a time.
Wow.
And you
lots
hang it on a tree if you want to.
Pieces, yeah.
Leave it up the rest of the year. I mean, that's what I do. I buy, and I haven't packed away a thing in 3 years. I just leave it out.
Yeah, well.
It's gorgeous stuff.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
We did have to take the tree down last week, I have to tell you.
So it becomes a fire hazard after.
Well, I mean, you know, and given that we are Scandinavian, at least in part, you know, we dance around the fire while we're burning the tree. And it's a whole, we'll talk about that some other time. For your part, lovely Donna Lee, you are participating as an artist. Now, you've been involved in LeMoyne for many, many years. You've been an artist. You've taught in this community. You're rather, from what I've heard, street talk is, you're a find. You're really prized for the work that you do. And tell me a little bit about that. What did you call it? Realistic? Abstract realism.
Yeah.
What is abstract realism for you?
To me, it's basically semi-abstract, but with realistic realism detail.
Yeah.
And you can make out what the image is. It's not like totally abstract. There is some actual pieces to the art that is realistic. And I do very detailed artwork in certain areas. It's very detailed, and it brings the viewer into the art to look at the detail and then to step back and visualize the whole totality
of
it.
I see that. And folks, of course, those of you listening in aren't able to see what I'm seeing, but I've got a few examples of this in front of me. And I would say, for those who are eager to learn more about your work, they need to just hightail it over to LeMoyne, because you've got a show there now. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, it's a great show, and it's been wonderful to have it at LeMoyne, because I'm very partial to LeMoyne. And it takes up the whole gallery, and it's a retrospective solo exhibition, and it does have different facets of my life. It has the cancer body of work, which we call the recovery room, which is up for grants. It is not for sale. The rest of the art throughout the gallery is for sale, and there's different series of works. Like I have the sun worship series, I have the tapestry series, I have inner space and soul series, tree series, so that I work in a body of work that is a continuous study of a particular subject matter.
When you say it's up for grants, the recovery room, what does that mean?
I've been trying for, well, since it first showed in Lemoyne in, I think it was 1981 or 83. It was in the same room that it's in now. Hmm. And we've tried through the American Cancer Society to get it to travel to go to an art center.
I see.
And I'm in the process of working with TMH Foundation. I haven't been able to get through to them, but we're hoping maybe it can go into the cancer center or something valid can happen to this body of work that sits in my flat file. So we'd like to see it move.
Yeah, talking with Donna Lee Pond Koenig here, who is a local artist and a member of Lemoyne, along with our good friend Anne Kozoliski. I did it, didn't I?
You did.
I did, Kozoliski.
Just like a relative.
I'm trying. Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts is the topic, and we're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Have an opportunity to learn more about what Lemoyne is doing, what Donna Lee is doing with her show. And I want to ask, too, what's going on with the arts community, as much as you may have perspective on that. Because, you know, there's a lot of movement toward us becoming a destination, for Tallahassee having a sense of place, right? So when you, depending on, you know, who you talk to, but generally speaking, it's referred to in that manner, whether it's, the folks at the, KCCI or Town and Gown or, you know, Blueprint. I mean, all of these organizations that are focused on helping Tallahassee have a better sense of self, we'll call it, or an identity that can then be shared with people across the country, across the world, so that it's a destination. It's a place to come. It's a place to visit. It's a place to live. It seems to me that the contribution that art makes to our community is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and so how do you see it? Are we making any progress there, Ms. Anne?
Well, yeah, Lemoyne is very pleased to have on our calendar this year two symposiums that are organizations that are coming to us from out of town. I mean, the Florida Artists Group is an organization that of artists from across the state that will be coming for a two-month show this summer. But not only that, but they're bringing their symposium. They're bringing their annual conference here to Tallahassee, which will bring about 100, maybe 150 people to the exhibit, have workshops. They're bringing in speakers. We're utilizing the community. We've got them hooked up with the Hotel Duval, St. John's Episcopal Church Cafe.
Nice.
We'll be taking them out into the community, and this will be the show will run at Lemoyne for 2 months, but they will be here for 3 to 4 days.
I see.
So these are people coming to Tallahassee who have, in most cases, may never have been here before.
That's wonderful.
And then in August, we've got the International Silk Painters Group.
Wow.
Which, if you see any shows besides Donna Lee's,
yes,
at Lemoyne this year, you've got to come and see that. It is delicious. That's the only word I can use. And they are coming from across the country.
Wow.
And we have some speakers coming in from out of the country. And this is the first time that we have had, or they have had, a conference in mid-cycle. It's usually every 2 years. Mm. But Joyce Estes, who's the president, lives in East Point, and she wanted to share with them the beauty of the South. So we're very excited about having them. So these are two new opportunities, 100 to 150 people each time coming in to see Tallahassee for the first time.
Donna Lee, you know, you hear Ann talk about all of that that's coming up ahead. Your show now in progress. And by the way, what are the dates for your show? You go through...
February 27th. Okay. The show runs through.
Okay. So we've only got a little bit of time here.
Right. Come fast. I mean, they're selling great. She's sold 10 pieces already. So
yeah, it's been great.
If that's the case, then we should really take advantage of the opportunity. If you're not showing... Now, the recovery room is on display throughout the year, or how does that work? No, that is
part of this just show. Part of the show.
Okay, so if we don't get it now, folks, we missed it,
and that's back in the drawer.
Thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Tell us about the recovery room work. That's all about what that period of time in your life when you were battling cancer. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. Yes. It started when I had cancer. After I was back from Sloan Kettering, I went into the studio and started drawing people that I had seen at Sloan Kettering, and I did pavement drawings, which were rubbings on the road and streets, and I embossed them with thimbles, and then I took them back to the studio and drew into them, and those were the onset of getting cancer. They're called pavement drawings, and they're actually like walking on the road, and they're semi two-dimensional, three-dimensional pieces, and then it goes into the actual people with cancer, the waiting room, the visit, you know, a child in a wheelchair, all different people that I remember from being in Sloan Kettering. And then it has the aspect of getting well, the meditation, overcoming the cancer through visualization.
Yeah.
And those are done with intaglio prints on my etching press. And so that has the final part of getting out and getting well. So it's a very positive show. It's to me, travel through a very quick travel through, you know, a sickness and getting out and having that visualization and that strength to pull you through.
Mm. And so in that, for those folks who talk to you about the work, do you have folks who say, hey, you know, I went through what you went through. I'm, or maybe they're currently fighting cancer.
Yes.
That must be particularly rewarding for you to know that there's that connection there, huh?
Well, that's partly why I did it, because I felt it's a universal thing now. Cancer used to be a hush-hush word, and when it first showed, I think it shocked people. Now it doesn't, and at the opening, people came up to me and said, I'm battling cancer now, and that show made me tear up and just made hit me in my heart so much, and they were really inspired by it, so it made me feel wonderful.
Yeah. What inspires you now, the work that you're doing currently?
Well, the marshlands and the wetlands are specifically of this area. Yeah. We live out on a pond, and we live in the marsh area. And I felt it's so beautiful that I wanted to express it, so I did two series simultaneously together. One is in acrylics and one is in mixed media, and they're the wetlands and the marshlands, and they're strictly to me, you know, St. Mark's, Tallahassee, and the surrounding areas. We have such beautiful landscapes. So I've been working on that, and then I've gotten involved with trees, and they're long and narrow, and they're tree forms. And so now I'm just all excited to do more trees and different kinds of trees. They're all different, like dogwoods and palm trees, and they're all individually unique and one of a kind. All my work is one of a kind. I do not take a photograph and copy the photograph. I do it from up here in my brain. So I try to use my imagination.
I mean, Anne, when you hear that said, you know, here she is working from life experiences, past and present. Is that for you the contributive concern when you're looking at works that artists do, and you have a lot to choose from. How do you make that decision? This is work that we want to show for this period of time. Is it about the artist? Is it about the art? Or is it all of the above? I mean, that's got to be a challenge.
Well, it depends on what direction we're going for the particular exhibit, or if it's thematic. We would historically, we'll pick an artist that has a history with LeMoyne, for instance, as Donna Lee does.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you've been with LeMoyne for how many years?
36 years.
Yeah.
Normally what we do, we have a call for artists for exhibits.
I see.
And they will submit their work.
Okay.
And the process that Donna Lee mentioned is pretty atypical for any artist that's been working with their media, developing their talents and skills.
Yeah.
I mean, it all comes from the heart.
Huh.
And we have a series of set calendar items. So when we're plugging the holes, we want to look for unique quality work that will bring people to LeMoyne.
Mm.
That will show LeMoyne possibly, or show LeMoyne, show the
show
guests.
Off what they are doing. Yeah,
yeah, and show them what's going on out there.
Yeah,
you know, unique. We've been known as the gallery that shows the art, that we've been on the forefront for the entire 50 years that we've been here from the very beginning. I mean, the four women that established LeMoyne back in the 60s were civil rights walkers, you know. So we're dedicated to the quality of the art and not censoring or discriminating in any way.
That's remarkable.
Other than the quality, you know, that's what we want.
And we are sitting here talking with a couple of very accomplished artists who themselves, for their career, have contributed to this community in so many ways. Donna Lee, who has been a LeMoyne member for, you said, 36 years. Her work in this show, is there a title for the show?
Yeah, it's Donna Lee Pond Koenig Solo Retrospective Exhibition, and then then
I'm glad
I signed
you said
my
that
name.
Because I'd be in a coma over here trying to get that done.
Yeah, it's a little bit long, but it says what.
I mean,
it's
I'm still
about.
Struggling with Kozeliski, so what's wrong with me? You know, apparently when I filled out the form when I applied for this job, the question was, can you actually speak English well?
Right.
I couldn't do that. Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, having a great conversation with our good friend Ann and our new friend Donna Lee. We're glad you've tuned in.
Try not to sing out of key, yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
know?
All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday at 93.3 FM. Freedom 93, Tallahassee, our flagship station. Talking about LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts with our good friend Ann Kozeliski, who is the executive director. And this lovely young lady, Donna Lee Pond Koenig, who, for her part, the last 36 years has been a member of LeMoyne as a working artist and has a show that is now just coming up towards the very last few days. And folks, as we sit here talking with you, you got this afternoon and you got Tuesday, because the LeMoyne Center is closed on Sundays and Mondays. So here's your opportunity. If you haven't seen Donna Lee's work, sweet news. You've got a couple hours. You can get over there this afternoon before 5 o'clock, or you can go over on Tuesday. Your hours there are 10 to 5.
Correct.
Today and Tuesday. So, folks, I've given you fair warning. If you miss the show, it's on you at this point. More importantly, I'd like to learn more about some of the other work that you're doing. We've talked about the recovery room, which really is a demonstration artistically of your experiences with cancer as a patient and as a survivor, God bless you. But that is also a message then to those
I suppose. Would you say it that way? A message to those people who have walked through it or who have had loved ones who maybe have been lost to cancer? Is there that element to it for you?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I feel that they can relate to it. It's something that is kind of a cathartic thing for them to actually see visually a cancer progression, and that they've lived through the same experience and they can relate to the pirates, these two boys that look like pirates, and the woman with the speakerphone, that they can relate to some of these people. And I've really been impressed with the reaction this time around. When I showed it back in the 80s, I think it was too raw. People weren't ready to deal with the subject cancer like they are now. It's much more open. It's a matter of fact, you know, you have cancer, whereas before you kind of hushed and didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, the C word.
Yeah.
Do you think, and you can, either of you could respond to this, but do you think that we are, as a culture, I don't know exactly how to say this, appreciative of, or are we more sensitive to the work of artists or art in general? And I'm coming from the standpoint that we were talking earlier about mass-produced, you know, Christmas ornaments, let's say, right? Versus the value of seeing the contribution of an artist who spends that time and that talent creating something that is entirely unique. You know, are we coming away from, are we less enamored with this idea of something that may be cheap but doesn't have a whole lot of substance to it? Are we as a culture, do you think, getting closer to the artistic community? Are we you know, whole idea of a starving artist, and you're kind of esoteric, and you're pushed off over here into some kind of colony, where our modern culture is sort of consumer oriented, and, you know, turn it out, and yet it seems to me we lose the opportunity to have people like you, Donnelly, participate in our daily lives, and this is how you do it, you know, with the art that you produce. So I guess the summarization of that is, where are we? Where are we going as a culture?
Oh, well, I hope we're going more and more towards being comfortable with original artwork. A lot of people who haven't grown up with art in their life, like Donnelly and I, have always, this is always ever all we ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
So our families are aware of that, and they see that, and they're comfortable with that. But there's a lot of people out there who are intimidated by art because they think they're supposed to know what it's all about. And I've had people hesitant to come to my shows because they've never gone to an art exhibit before, and they think they're supposed to know what it's all about. And I mean,
so they don't want to be embarrassed and ask dumb questions.
Exactly. And as what I always tell people, there's no such thing as a stupid question. I ask them all the time. And that they come
proud of it.
Yeah, right. I'll ask them more. So come in, and if you like it, that's all you need to know, that you like it. There are those, of course, that are collectors and will buy work strictly from an artist that they feel is going to become more and more valuable as the years go on. But the majority of people, you buy it because you like it. And don't ever hesitate. If something sings to you, buy it. You take it home, it will show you where it wants to hang or be put.
Interesting.
It will.
Is that how it was for you, Donnelly? You've always had this passion for art, even as a child?
Yes. I grew up just drawing and always doing artwork. When I was 3 years old, I would copy coloring books instead of color in the coloring book. And it's just something I always knew that I wanted. And I felt kind of odd because in high school, a lot of kids are going through all these dilemmas of what to do, where to go for college. And I knew I wanted to go to an art school and wanted to only do art. And my father and mother both were very encouraging and had me go to art classes like Le Moyne, like an art center in our town. And it's a wonderful feeling never to have that question, what do I want to do with my life? Yeah. What do I want to be?
Yeah.
You know, I've
always... You think there's like a, is there a gene there somewhere or a germ that just gets in you?
Oh, yes.
And
definitely.
You're kind of born with that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You can ignore it if you want to, but God help you kind of
thing.
Oh,
yes. God, yeah.
Definitely.
And it is, it's no larger than a grain of sand.
Yeah.
It's up to the individual to nurture it, to grow it, to stretch it. It's like, you know, silly putty and putting it down and making it into. And if you abuse it, you will lose it.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, you've got to respect it.
Huh.
And
how would I abuse it? By ignoring it or by
ignoring it or just burning out on it? Or, you know, there's any number of ways. I mean, the best way to create is to be true to it, honest with it, and
do you have times, growing. Either of you, you're both creative artists, you're both active, when you are a sort of, what would we say, you know, in sabbatical, you kind of come away from it,
mm-hmm.
or you just constantly, you're always sort of inspired with the next thought about what you want to do? Are there seasons to your creative activity?
I had, usually I'm very prolific and just keep doing work, but when we went over to Italy, my husband was a professor and taught over in the Italian program through FSU, and I brought a sketchbook, but I didn't buy art supplies because, I mean, I was surrounded by the most magnificent art. Why should I bother to do art?
You were
when
saturated
there's... Yeah,
in your soul.
And so I took notes. I wrote a journal, and then I kept labels from cans and different things from Italian names, like milk was Mukilaki, and you know, I'd save them and I just made this notebook full of labels.
Interesting.
And I just felt like, you know, I needed to take a break from the art, and then when I came back and got settled, I went right back into it. But I think some artists have lulls in their career where they just need time out for a little bit to revamp and to go on to another series or into another space.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday. Glad you tuned in. Stay with us. Talking with Ann Kozeliski, the executive director for Le Moyne Center for the Visual Arts, and Donna Lee Pond-Koenig, an artist who, for her part, has spent many years creating. And now we're talking about the works that you've done and are doing, and this whole business of when you see that happening in a child, particularly, you know, you've got that child who says, I just want to sit and draw. What do you do? How do you nurture that in another person, perhaps? And it may not be a child, maybe somebody who comes to this later in their adult years.
Yeah, I love to refer to it as when the window is open. That you just throw as much in there as you can, and the child will absorb it.
Right.
You know, if the opportunity is there to experiment, they will grasp onto it and grow.
Yeah.
And when an adult, the hardest part I've seen in an adult with artwork is they have to give themselves permission to fail. You know, that a lot of adults...
Kids don't worry about that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Kids don't care at
all. Look, mommy.
Yeah, and it's on the refrigerator.
Oh, what's a pretty... You know? That's a pretty flower. No, it's a horse.
Yeah, right. Okay,
oh,
good.
Okay,
yeah,
well, good.
Right.
I like that.
Let's put it on the refrigerator, and we're very proud of it. And we
horsey.
Go on. Yeah.
Right.
My mother still puts my work on her refrigerator.
Ah.
So, you know. But it is... You have to... give yourself permission to fail. You know, yeah. And when I teach, I tell people, somebody says to me, oh, I can't do this. I say, okay, well then, nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Well, you've already defeated yourself.
Look at that.
Yeah, and have you done this before?
Right.
And if you haven't done it before, then why would you expect to be able to do it?
Right.
So give yourself the time to learn how to do it.
Right, right.
And know that in my particular media, which is sumi-ye, which is Chinese bamboo brush painting, we paint on rice paper.
Yeah.
So I tell people, number one, you've never done this before. Be kind to yourself. Number two, it's only paper.
Yeah.
And it wads up real nice. Or it makes wonderful wrapping paper.
That's great.
So,
that's
you
great.
Know.
There is no failure.
No. Yeah. There's all in.
Yeah.
It just made me think when I was at Pratt freshman year, we had a teacher in two-dimensional design, and she had us paint a particular project, a painting, and then we put them up on the board, and she said, this is ridiculous. I want you to take them all down, and I want you to rip them up and destroy them.
Wow.
And I just was devastated. I thought, why are you doing this? And then she said, you cannot go around thinking you're precious and sacred little artist. It can be destroyed. It is what it is, and you've got to get over your ego and this feeling that it's precious. Like Anne said, it's only paper. You know, tear it up, rip it up. If you make a mistake, it's okay.
I see. So that's really an inversion then of what we would imagine would be important to an artist. Like, I've made this. It is to be displayed and honored. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, it's not so much.
No, okay. Not every piece.
But the business of creating is really where it's at.
Uh-huh.
It's not the outcome. It's the whole experience, the process of doing it that needs to be respected.
Yeah. Oh, man, when it works. Yeah. It is
wonderful.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I mean, so like every day you're in the kitchen cooking something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you hit it out of the park, and sometimes it's just lunch.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it does the same job.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of times we do hold ourselves back, whatever the creative enterprise might be, you know, and there's lots of ways we can be creative. Are we doing that for our kids in schools? Do you think the art programs that you're familiar with in schools are encouraging that? What do you think, Donald?
I don't think so. I think the budget cuts seem to take away the music and the art.
Mm.
And I feel that, unfortunately, it's hard also to get good art teachers. And Tallahassee has some excellent ones.
Right.
But they don't seem to get the funding as much as I would like to have them.
Well, it's a common concern, and we've just had, in fact, last week we had as our guest Sheila Costigan, who is the director for the Foundation for Leon County Schools. Well, their foundation, as a private charity's whole mission is to raise funding to supplement school programs. So their recent Stomp Out Type 2 Diabetes was a fundraiser out there at Tom Brown Park.
Uh-huh.
So what you're calling for then is more of that kind of supplement to education.
Yes.
That might even be targeted towards art and music particularly, huh?
Definitely.
Okay. So folks, if you're looking for inspiration and you want to get creative, maybe you could form a 501c3. And or you could come volunteer over here at LeMoyne and help them get that ball rolling. Wouldn't that be cool? And
do you have
educational
absolutely.
Programs?
Absolutely. We have
in with the schools too.
Yeah, we have a full schedule of art classes for pre-K to adult.
Yeah.
And we have marvelous instructors. And we have a calendar that changes every, we'll say, season.
Yeah.
And then we have workshops. We have a workshop coming up in March by Dongfeng Li. And Dongfeng Li is a professor at Moorhead College in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Hmm.
But he was highlighted in American Watercolor Artist magazine last year. And this he is fantastic. He conducted a workshop at LeMoyne last year in traditional Asian brushstroke painting. This year, it's going to be Western style figurative painting. And it's very reasonable.
How is that different for the uneducated?
Western style like versus Eastern style. Yeah. The brushes are different. The paints are different. The approach is different. So that's coming up, but we have numerous 1 and 2 day workshops because we realize not everybody can commit to 8 week class.
Yeah.
We also have what we call Art Sparks, which is for our pre-K little bitties. And that's the third Saturday of every month, and it's free. You come at, I think it's 10:30 to 11:30, and the parent brings the child. The parent stays with the child.
Yes.
And you do an activity that's matching with the season. For instance, if it were in February, maybe it's a Valentine or something.
Cool.
But it is a wonderful free activity that the children love. You know, glue and mess. Every kid loves glue and mess.
Yeah.
So, but volunteers, absolutely. We are going to need a troop of volunteers for our Chain of Parks Art Festival. And they can call LeMoyne or they can go to our website or go to volunteerspot.com and sign up to volunteer.
What is
there.
That web address for LeMoyne?
LeMoyne.org.
That's easy.
Easy peasy.
Even I can say that.
LeMoyne.org.
And a phone number.
850-222-8800.
222-8800. 8800.
8800.
That's radio talk. if you were starting over, Donnelly, here you've been an artist all these many years and a prolific artist. This show that is just now coming to its sunset with LeMoyne. Is there a part of the country, is there a place in the world you would rather be?
You mean that in Tallahassee, or do you mean...
I mean, if you could be anywhere, and I'm thinking in terms of you starting over here. If you were... This is pushing you out there a little bit, but... Here's my motivation. Are there places that artists are better encouraged, do you think? Or is the landscape an important part of that? Or seasons of the year? I mean, what plays into all that? Just your point of view.
It's kind of leaving me at a blank. There's wonderful places to be. Tallahassee has been very good to me. I have gotten many good shows and good reviews and am happy here. It's a good place to raise my daughter. I love New York. I love Seattle. I love Utah and New Mexico. And so I love other areas, and the terrain is different. When we lived out west, I did canyon land drawings, which were strictly pencil drawings of the rock formations in the canyons and the textures of the rocks.
Yeah.
So I definitely am influenced by where I live. There's no question about it.
Right.
But at this stage in the game, Tallahassee is definitely my home turf. And we have a granddaughter here. And she went to Art Sparks at LeMoyne and loved it.
Okay.
And my other step granddaughter also took an art class at LeMoyne. So yeah, this is home.
Okay. Well, and so I'm thinking in terms of young artists, particularly or younger, who professionally are looking to get some place going. And so I think of oftentimes, well, I got to go to New York or I got to go to Austin or I got to go to LA in order to really get my career going. And, I'm questioning that. I'm wondering whether that's true.
Well, we were in New York, and when I graduated from Pratt, I was selling a lot of work and doing a lot of collages, and Peter felt that if we hadn't moved out west, that I might have actually made a name for myself in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll never know that, and you can't, you know, dote on that or dwell on
it. You think that's still true? I mean, you think people still think in terms of, I mean, there's a story this morning I was reading about New York not being quite the financial center that it once was. A lot of those big firms have moved to South Beach. They're out in Miami. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper. Yeah. There isn't a personal income tax in Florida, so there's a lot of reasons why they've relocated. And I'm just thinking in terms of the art community at large, if some of that has been dispersed into other communities, Houston,
the internet has done a lot to help that.
Colorado, you know.
Yeah. And there used to be like Lake Tahoe and certain areas out west that were like art meccas.
Yeah.
And they've kind of dwindled down a little.
Okay.
I think it has spread out throughout the United States more.
Okay.
I mean, people in Chicago, people in little towns, you know, get known and get nationally known, and they may be from Podunk, you know, wherever.
And they may be right here in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Like you.
That would be wonderful.
Like you. Like Ann.
That's right.
That's why we're here, folks. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday afternoon, having a great conversation with Ann Kozeliski and Donna Lee Pond Koenig, both of whom are hoping to make it in the art world at some point in their life. But have done rather well so far, in my opinion. And the executive director over there at LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts, and Donna Lee, who for her part has produced a prolific amount of work over the years. This show that is on going on now, just in the last couple of days of that show. Again, folks, if you haven't, you still have a couple of hours even today, because the LeMoyne is open until 5 o'clock today. And then again, they'll be open Tuesday from 10 to 5. So you haven't quite yet missed it if you want to seize this last opportunity. If they do miss the show, where else can we find you, my friend?
I had work at 1020, but I just took some of it out, so I only have one piece in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the board of both LeMoyne and 621 Gallery, but I don't have any work anywhere right now.
Permanent installation anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
What about a website? Are you able to show us some?
Just
Google it. It's a lot easier. Just
I also have a pretty extensive Facebook page that my son-in-law did. Because my web page is pretty old and needs to be updated. So,
well, we can help you with that. We'll get that taken care of. No problem. Folks, you know, it seems to me that we have so many wonderful folks in this community. People like Ann and Donna Lee, who have made it a lot easier for all of us to experience what art means to us. And I mean visual art. Particularly, that otherwise we might have to travel to Atlanta or New York or Miami or Dallas to be able to really see firsthand. Many of us will never be overseas. We won't take that trip to Italy or Austria. We won't get to see the Sistine Chapel firsthand. But it seems to me that we have a marvelous opportunity, and we have a wealth of art here in our own community. And so I want to encourage you folks, get involved, be supportive, and be a recipient, you know, taste the good wine, if you will, taste of the good things that folks like Donna Lee and Ann are bringing to us. You have lots of events coming up through the year.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we mentioned earlier, if you've just tuned in, you're about to begin, towards the end of the year, a celebration of your 50th anniversary,
yes,
which will really carry on all the way through 2014. That'll
correct
be your 50th year,
yes,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
You want to give us a little
hint
as to what might be going on next year? I mean, we talked about dancing camels, but what
Right. Well, that's still up in the air. I know there's union contracts
intended
and things
right
they have to deal with.
Right.
But
right.
We're going to be sharing our permanent collection.
Mm-hmm.
LeMoyne has a collection of four core artists that were very active in the very in the beginning,
sort of foundational,
yes,
in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have mm-hmm Carl Zerbe, mm-hmm, George Milton, Nancy Reed Gunn, and Hiram Williams, and we will be showing those throughout the community. Once again, it's important that the community is, you know, everyone is together, and LeMoyne is very happy that we're able to tie in with City Hall, with COCA. Mm-hmm. We're going to be exhibiting there with our Nancy Reed Guns and another local artist, Ron Irabedra, mm-hmm. who is very well known in this area and mm-hmm. The region. Mm-hmm. And the FSU Fine Arts Museum will be exhibiting their collection of Carl Zerbe's work. He mm-hmm. was a professor there. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to be able to partner with 621 Gallery in Railroad Square to show our collection of Hiram Williams.
Very nice.
We will be highlighting George Milton at LeMoyne. And we have had another local artist, Linda Van Beck, has come up with what I think is a very interesting concept for a show that will be interactive. And a lot of activity for children. And we're going to start the celebration with our annual holiday show this year in 2013, because we were incorporated in 1963, November of 1963. Mm-hmm. So that will have a special commemorative ornament that will start the ball rolling, as it were. Mm. And one thing I'd like to emphasize is that people who are interested in art, or if you have an interest in owning art, that there is wonderful art available everywhere mm-hmm. at affordable prices. Mm. You know, you don't have to expect to go in and spend hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, there's artwork under $100, under $50. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't have to know what it is about. You just have to know that you like it.
Yeah.
And start your collections now.
Yeah.
And don't think that you have to only buy one artist. Spread the wealth. Buy what you like. And we have a wealth of art.
In fact, folks, we've mentioned a couple of websites here. And a good way to get acquainted with what LeMoyne does and what they're doing is their website. So remember, LeMoyne.org is simple enough. And I would suggest that you do a search for Donna Lee Pond Koenig and get in touch with her website and her Facebook page and see some of the works. If you have opportunity this afternoon or on Tuesday, go and see this great show that they have currently at LeMoyne just now in its last few days. Ladies, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you always, and glad that you had opportunity to be with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Folks, if you have an idea for us, a topic or a guest that you'd like us to consider, you can always email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. And we do check that email hour by hour, moment by moment. We're looking to see whether or not you've come back to us with anything that you might suggest. And we're always interested in knowing what you're talking about, because that's what we're talking about. If you've missed one of our shows, we're available online. We have our website there for you, TallahasseeTalks.com. And there is a page called Listen. You can click on the Listen tab, and all of the shows that we have been bringing to you over the last 2 years are available right from our very beginning. We're now in our third season. Can you believe
Congratulations.
That?
Congratulations. Wow.
I feel very accomplished.
It's wonderful.
That's great.
It's the one thing I've done consistently more than a year. So, I mean, I'm, you know.
Well, we appreciate it.
I think that, thank you. I'm glad that we appreciate each other, because I think you're wonderful too. Go ahead. Tell me how wonderful I am.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Okay,
you
there.
Are.
So there we go. So we're all wonderful, and you're wonderful, folks, for listening, for tuning in. Be sure to come back to us again next Saturday. We'll be here for you. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.